This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Florida's Secretary of State has ordered a manual recount in the state's hotly contested U.S. Senate race. Department of State spokeswoman Sarah Revelle said in a news release Thursday evening that unofficial returns from a machine recount had triggered a second recount in the Senate race and the state agriculture commissioner's race. Susan Booker is Palm Beach County's supervisor of elections.
We gave it everything we had. I'm very proud of my team. I'm proud that we had partners at Palm Beach County, and we are a good election office, and I have a great team. I think that we just got stuck with some mechanical issues that were inherited.
Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson trails his Republican challenger, Florida Governor Rick Scott, by 0.15%. The total of the hand recount is due by noon Sunday. The United States has announced additional sanctions against Saudi officials it says were involved in journalist Jamal Khashoggi's killing. Among those to be sanctioned are Saud al-Qahtani, a former top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Also under sanction are Saudi Consul General Mohammed al-Otaibi. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert announced the move on Thursday.
Today, in conjunction with the Department of the Treasury, we put out a statement, as did Treasury, imposing sanctions on 17 Saudi Arabian individuals for serious human rights abuses resulting from their roles in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi at the Consulate of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Istanbul, Turkey, on October the 2nd.
The sanctions will be implemented under the Global Magnitsky Human Rights Accountability Act, which targets those who have committed serious human rights abuses, and acts of corruption. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor says he will seek the death penalty for five people involved in the killing. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she will not give up on delivering a plan for Britain to leave the European Union, despite cabinet resignations and calls for a no-confidence vote. May's task of convincing Parliament to approve an agreement on Britain's exit from the EU took a hit Thursday as her Brexit secretary, Dominic Raab, resigned. Raab specifically objected to a key provision setting up a customs union that would eliminate the need for a hard border between Britain's Northern Ireland and EU member the Republic of Ireland while Britain and the EU work on a new trade deal. May said she believes her course is the right one and knows what she wants to deliver to the British people.
I believe that this is a deal which does deliver that, which is in the national interest. And am I going to see this through? Yes.
Speaking Thursday in Parliament, opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn called the draft agreement a huge and damaging failure. President Donald Trump will head to California this weekend as devastating wildfires continue raging. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the visit comes as the death toll from the deadly blazes continues to rise.
The White House says the president will visit people impacted by the fires and says it will offer more details later. The blazes are hammering both ends of the state after starting last week. Dozens have been killed in Northern California. Thousands of homes have been destroyed. Hundreds of thousands of people evacuated, including the entire coastal community of Malibu. California's governor says the president's told him the state will get federal help for costs associated with the fires. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A New Jersey couple and a homeless man have all been arrested for fraud in a Good Samaritan story that turned out to be fake. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
This was the story. A homeless veteran spending his last $20 to buy gasoline for a stranded motorist. Then the driver and her boyfriend starting a GoFundMe page to help him out. It seemed too good to be true. It was.
My office has charged Mark D'Amico, Caitlin McClure, and Johnny Bobbitt Jr. with second-degree theft by deception and conspiracy to commit theft by deception.
Burlington County, New Jersey prosecutor Scott Cofina says the whole Good Samaritan story was a hustle to raise money, and it did, $400,000. Cofina says it might never have come to light except the vet sued the couple because he wasn't getting enough of the take. I'm Warren Levinson.
The original torch, held aloft by the Statue of Liberty, has a new home. The more than 1,600-kilogram torch was moved Thursday to a new museum dedicated to the iconic statue that is set to open next year. The base and the flame of the 487-centimeter-tall torch had been housed in the statue's pedestal. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.